Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Oh, women and their tummies, their gut. Michelle.
Yes. Huh? I know about it.
I know. Who doesn't? Raise your hand if you own a pair of ovaries out there, even if they've been removed, honey. You know that the following things will hit you up in a majorly way. Cramps, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, gas. Ooh, and women especially, irritable bowel syndrome.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. How about that gluten and dairy issue? Food sensitivities, yeast infections. Oh, gosh, it just sort of goes on and on. There are so many different ways that a woman expresses herself through her gut. And, you know, as a physician, and you know this, Michelle, when you're talking to so many women that you advocate for, that many times the gut is passed over. It's like, we kind of look over it and say, there's something going on in there. Are you regular? Are you not? Are you having some cramps? Are you not? And then there's always that, oh, gosh, I'm so bloated, I can't even see straight.
Right. Okay. It's the same thing with hormones, but it's really, I know for me, Pam, I've suffered from irritable bowel syndrome. I had diverticulitis. And then I had my colon resectioned. And these are, they're very serious things. But I think for women, it either lives in your neck and your shoulders, right, because you're carrying the world on your shoulders, or it goes directly to our gut. And that's where all the trouble begins. And people don't realize inflammation, all these things are so important.
Well, now we have some new science, and that new science is all about something. It's a word out there. Women in Her Radio Land, listen up. The word is microbiome. This is a gut microbiome. What in heaven's name is that? Well, instead of overlooking the gut forever, now what we understand is that there are 100 trillion little belly bugs in there. These are bacteria that are mostly really friendly for us. And if we upset the balance of that bacteria, we affect everything from mood, like depression, because believe it or not, the grand majority of serotonin is not secreted in your brain. It's actually secreted by your gut.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a big surprise, isn't it, right?
Yes, it is.
I remember the first time I told you that, Michelle, you said, say what? Serotonin comes from the gut line. Well, that's because every single time, we have an issue, well, there you have it. It's that gut microbiome. Well, we happen to have the author of The Microbiome Solution, a radical new way to heal your body from the inside out, as well as another great bestseller, Gut Bliss. This is Dr. Robin Chutkin. And oh boy, I'm so excited to have her on board the radio, because we really want to talk about some typical GI conditions in women. She is the founder of the Digestive Center for Women right in my backyard out here in Maryland. Grief. So Dr. Chutkin, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be with you today.
All right. So talk to us. What are some of the top typical GI conditions in women?
Well, what most people don't know, and what I went through all my medical training at really great institutions and never knew, is that the female colon is very different from the male colon.
Oh,
so
shocking.
One of the biggest differences is that it's longer. It's 10 centimeters longer on average. And I like to joke, just like we have more gray matter, we have longer colons. And 10 centimeters may not seem like a lot, but that translates into a lot of extra looping and twisting and turning in the colon, what I like to call the voluptuous venous colon. My male colleagues call it a tortuous colon or a redundant colon, but who wants to be called tortuous or redundant? So I prefer to think of it as a voluptuous venous colon. So that's the first difference, longer, twistier, curvier colon. The second difference is that in women, most of our colon is located deep down in the pelvis as opposed to higher up in the abdomen. And what else is in the pelvis? Our female reproductive organs, our uterus, our
ovaries,
our fallopian tubes, the bladder.
Heck yeah.
Men just have a little itty-bitty prostate gland, so there's really not a lot of competition. So I just finished doing some procedures at the hospital about an hour ago, and typically colonoscopy, my female patients, takes me twice as long. Male patient, in and out. It's a nice, gentle horseshoe shape. Female colon, Six Flags roller coaster, up and down and in and out and back and forth.
Oh, that's me.
And that translates
oh, no, that was
to
me too.
More gas, more bloating, more constipation. So there's a real anatomic correlate for why you can set your clock to most men's morning bowel movement. And for women, it's like, is it coming? When is it coming? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it next week? It's really because physiologically we're different. Those two differences. And then the third difference I didn't even talk about yet is hormonally. Men
yes.
have higher levels of testosterone. And high testosterone levels means that the abdominal wall is more muscular. So even with men who have a big bear belly, they have a nice, tight, built-in sphinx underneath their big bear belly that's holding their colon in, holding it in so that it doesn't loop and twist and turn. So these three reasons, a longer colon and more of the colon down in the pelvis where it has to compete for space, and a less rigid abdominal wall, these are the things that conspire to bloat and constipate us.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So does that set us up for what kind of conditions? Is it, for instance, much more common to have a woman have irritable bowel syndrome versus
Absolutely.
A man?
Absolutely. Irritable bowel, particularly
for sure. Yeah.
Irritable bowel that's pain predominant, abdominal pain, which is sometimes just the products of digestion backed up along the digestive superhighway with a lot of sort of dilation and trapping of air above the area that's sort of partially blocked.
So
okay.
This is great
information. This is fabulous. And I know everyone out there can really remember this because these are simple facts. I bet everyone out there in her radio land is just saying, what? I didn't know that.
Well,
I'm going to be honest.
That's how I felt. And here I
Seriously.
Was, you know, a board-certified gastroenterologist. So I really discovered a lot of this stuff when I was asked to write a chapter for a medical textbook on colonoscopy in women. It was actually a Gastrointestinal Clinics of North America. An entire edition was being devoted to colonoscopy issues in women, and gastroenterology issues in women. And the two female guest editors asked me to write this chapter. And one of the things that had really struck me was that colonoscopy always takes longer to complete in women, and women always end up receiving more pain medication. And my male colleagues had always said, well, you know, you ladies have a lower pain threshold. And I was like, lower pain, what? I've been through 16 hours of labor. You know?
Yeah, I know,
I don't
seriously.
Know what you're talking about. You know, if men
right.
gave birth, we'd all be extinct. So this idea that women have a lower pain threshold.
You're not too biased.
Yeah, rude.
It's fantasy. And I knew that could not
yeah.
explain it. So I started doing some digging, and sure enough, these factors emerged. And interestingly, even after you've had a hysterectomy, so when you say, okay, now the reproductive organs that are in the way are out, well, of course, there's scar tissue, and that makes it even more
right,
difficult.
Right, right. Well, I want everyone out there to know that I'm talking to Dr. Robin Chutkin, and she is a gastroenterologist, and she is the founder of the Women's Digestive Center, for crying out loud, and two phenomenal books. You got to run out and get them. The first one is Gut Bliss. The second one is The Microbiome Solution, a radical new way to heal your body from the inside out. Go to her website. It's gutbliss.com. And oh my gosh, I've just been furiously writing away all of these things. Michelle and I are blown away by such great information. Dr. Chutkin, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
I'm so glad we had Dr. Chutkin on, because who knew that we have 10 centimeters of extra colon. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.